Rainer's heart seemed to stop beating as the Dalaran merchant ship suddenly bared its fangs. His mouth opened, but before he could get out the first order, the afternoon seemed to explode around him. There were at least 100 musketeers aboard that ship. Now they rose from their places of concealment and opened fire on Blade's cutter. At that range, not even matchlocks were likely to miss, and the concentrated fire turned the cutter into a shattered, slowly sinking wreck filled with dead men and blood. The fact of Nethal's death, along with the massacre of all the rest of his boarding party, barely had time to begin to register before the Dalaran's broadside thundered. They were only Dalaran guns, but there were a lot of them, and obviously these gunners had a damned good idea about which end of the gun the round shot came out of. Several of them managed to miss, anyway, despite the ridiculously low range. Most of them did better than that, however, and screams erupted across Blade's deck as the Dalaran fire ripped through Rainer's crew. That was terrible enough, but that same broadside brought down Blade's foremast in an avalanche of shattered spars and canvas. The foremast was actually the primary mast for a twin-masted schooner, and the tangled wreckage crippled Blade.
"Fire!"
Rainer heard someone else shouting with his voice, and four of the five carronades in the schooner's port broadside belched flame.
"Yes!"
Meggy cried as the Carizian ship's mast came thundering down. That was far better than he'd hoped for, and he could see at least a dozen men already down on the schooner's shot-ripped deck. But then the privateer disappeared behind a cloud of smoke of its own, and Meggy staggered as the fat, far heavier shot from the schooner's carronades slammed back into his own command. Guardian had been designed and built as a merchant vessel. Her timbers were lighter, her planking was thinner than any naval architect would have demanded. In at least one way, that worked in her favor. Because her planking was so much thinner, the shattering impact of Blade's fire produced fewer and smaller splinters than would have been the case with a proper warship's heavier construction. On the other hand, her hull was packed with soldiers and seamen, and her lighter construction meant she was much more fragile than a warship would have been. Maggie's ears rang with the shrieks and screams of his own wounded. One of his guns took a direct hit, and the bulky timber of its clumsy, wheelless carriage disintegrated even as still more of the Carizian's heavy shot clawed great, bleeding furrows through the ship's company. Guardian's guns outnumbered Blade's by better than 3-1, and the Dalaran had the advantage of surprise. But Blade's guns threw far heavier shot, and they fired much more rapidly.
"Reload! Reload, damn your eyes!"
he heard Sinclair shouting out of the smoke from somewhere forward. The first lieutenant's voice sounded harsh and distorted against the backdrop of screams. The musketeers were blazing away at the Carizian ship as quickly as they could reload, but the range to the schooner was much too great for any sort of accuracy.
"Hit them! Hit the bastards!"
Rainer shouted, even as the bosun led a rush of seamen with axes and hatchets forward to cut away the wreckage. Like most privateers, Blade carried a far larger crew than was actually required to work or fight the ship. The prize crews to take custody of their captures had to come from somewhere, after all, but the Dalaran's deadly surprise must have killed or wounded at least 30 of Rainer's men. Counting Nethal and his cutter's crew, the number was closer to 60 than to 50, a voice somewhere deep inside informed him savagely. That was at least a third of his total ship's company. Yet there'd been a reason he'd demanded such relentless, unceasing gun drill and training during the long voyage from Karas. His port gun crews had taken heavy casualties, but replacements from the starboard guns came charging across to replace the dead and wounded. If Blade had been free to maneuver, things would have been very different. Unfortunately, the wreckage forward meant even the clumsy galleon could match her maneuverability. No. There was only one thing Eccles Reynair could do now, and he bared his teeth as Blade's second broadside thundered.